one, oh yeah. Recovery 101 is a sober show, the only place to go. Bruce and Shelley and Mark, let them light the spark to stay on the right track. Or just listen for fun to the 101, to the 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Brandon for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRMMDRAPAHA or any of them their A's.
All them A's. We don't speak for them A's.
We don't speak for them their A's.
Or the Anons.
No.
The Anons.
The butterflies from hell. So
yes.
They say. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always with...
Shelley.
And Mark.
Shelley's in the middle of texting. I had to drag that out a little to be able to pull her in.
I'm not texting, I'm deleting texts.
Oh. Well, whatever's important. You know, we're doing the world's number one recovery show here.
Okay, if I don't delete some texts, I'm not going to be able to get any.
Good. There's nothing that important.
And what's wrong with that?
If people have really important things to tell you, they can call you.
Oh, have you... Okay. Everybody, if you want a really, really good laugh, you should go to, just Google it in there, top autocorrect texts of November 2011.
Oh, my God.
I thought I was going to pee
from
my
the
pants.
iPhone?
Yeah, the autocorrect ones.
Apparently, the iPhone on autocorrect
is the most hilarious thing ever.
It's completely psychotic.
It is. Yeah. It's just, it is so funny.
Because someone will write something like, I was having a mental breakdown, and it turns out to be like I was masturbating or something. The guy's like, I didn't mean to say that.
I saw one that said a guy was talking about people at work. They're texting about people at work, and he said, all these pencil pushers, and it came up penis lickers. All
this
these penis lickers at work.
From iPhone.
Yep.
How'd you like to have a $500 phone that takes pencil pusher and turns it into penis licker?
Or turns curmudgeon into crotch rocket. But anyway,
for
so you
$500, it should turn into a penis.
Yeah, it should
turn into what?
It should
turn into a penis liquor.
So
it should turn into a pizza.
So Google best autocorrects of November 2011, and this list of the autocorrect texts should come up, and it is the funniest thing ever.
And you know what's going to happen? Everyone's going to be trying them on their iPhones.
Yeah, to see if it works. But on a lot of them, it'll get to the point where they've been auto-corrected so many times that you'll just see in all caps at the bottom, somebody will write, F this, I'm calling you.
Well, yeah, Mark's talked about it before. You know, if you're going to text me more than like three or four times, just call.
Twice.
Two times is his limit.
Yeah. Twice.
Because you can go through that so quickly. It would be... incredible not to. Well, that means it's time for the boozy news and the news not
news.
Fit for booze. Yeah, my voice is. Time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. Mark's going lower and lower and lower.
Yeah, because he's compensating for you going higher and higher and higher. What is it up with that?
I don't know.
Okay, repeat after me. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah, okay, so why can't you do that?
That sounds so dull.
Because you keep going, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Your dudes are out of control, dude. You got out of control dudes.
My dudes are fine.
Okay, let's see.
You always used to tell me my dudes are fine.
You've got amazing dudes.
You gotta loosen up the jockey shorts.
Don't wear jockey shorts.
All right, let's see. Robert, Fran, Bill, and Donald.
I'm like Rambo.
Shout out to those members of our pack.
The posse.
A posse. This morning, a suspected, of course he has to be suspected.
This morning.
Drunken SUV driver drove into the tunnel of the San Francisco rail system and got stuck on the underground tracks, which tied up the morning commute for more than 2 hours.
Ooh.
Was the guy drinking?
Yeah, and it was this morning.
Which
Scott
morning?
Mitchell.
Which morning?
Well, I just got the story off of this
afternoon's
Spark.
By the time this goes up, it'll be a week ago.
Oh, yeah, it'll be a week. So,
One morning.
Okay, one morning.
One morning.
One morning recently. A witness said that he had been following the eastbound train above ground, then passed it, entered the westbound tunnel, and got stuck.
He's lucky he didn't get rammed by a train.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, seriously.
But now he's like the most hated man in San Francisco.
No, he's not.
Yeah, but he was drunk, so he don't care.
No, he's not.
No, he's not?
Nope.
Who is?
Their punt returner is now the most hated man in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
Because about an hour ago.
Did he fumble?
He fumbled on a punt.
That allowed them to kick a field goal, right?
To win, yeah.
Yeah.
Giants go to the Super Bowl. Where they will win, I'm calling my shot now. Giants will beat New England.
Okay.
All right. A Bronx man is recovering nicely after a near-fatal asthma attack after he opened his mail to find a $44 million medical bill from the hospital.
I saw that.
That's a pretty good-sized medical bill.
I saw that.
Yes, he got a $44 million medical bill for an outpatient treatment of a checkup for his... He had pneumonia.
He shouldn't have asked for two more aspirin and tissues.
Yeah. His bill was originally supposed to be $300, but there was a system error that swapped the $300 for his invoice number in the billing field.
Nice.
Whoops.
Yeah, and that caused him to have a serious asthma attack.
Now, you know what's going to come of that? He's going to sue him.
For $44 million.
He's going to sue him for a lot of money. That'll pay for all his treatment.
In Los Angeles.
Sweet. Local story.
Some of the most prominent producers of porn in the world are saying that they are going to pack up their sex toys and leave Los Angeles County if the county carries through an effort to force and police adult film sets and make them use condoms.
The penis police.
You know, interestingly enough, and that's actually city, that's not county. Interestingly enough, county regulations require that if equipment exists that would prevent an injury or harm to an employee during the course of their normal work, that item of safety equipment must be provided by the employer at the employer's expense and used by the employee. I know this because I work for the city, and county regulations require us to have certain things.
The library makes you wear condoms?
No. I said if there is equipment of any variety. So you would think that under county regulations, they would already have to wear condoms.
They do.
But they don't do it.
They just take them off at a certain moment.
The money shot.
She went there. She went
there.
Wow. Oh, my God. She went there.
You know.
Cha-ching.
Here's the issue. The porn industry's pretty well centrally located to one particular area.
The Fernando Valley?
I thought it was Simi Valley.
Northridge?
No, San Fernando Valley.
Oh, okay.
Northridge.
And because of that, they do a really fine job, for the most part, of policing themselves. If you spread it out amongst a larger area,
yeah,
such a good job may not be done anymore.
Right. I mean, they actually test. They make their performers get tested, like, monthly.
At the latest.
I would be willing to bet that the large companies, Vivid Video and all those guys, are probably pretty good at that. The problem with the San Fernando Valley is there is a lot of, for want of a better term and no pun intended, Tom, Dick, and Harry productions.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's review. Los Angeles. Budget shortfall of?
Gazillions.
No. Illegal alien population of?
Gazillions.
Street crime and gang murders.
Gazillions.
So, by all means, let's get together and decide to make sure that the porn guys wear condoms.
Yeah. I know, really?
You know,
that's a real pressing issue.
Really? You idiots that sit on the city council and the board of supervisors should all just go out, take a knife, and slit your own throats.
Or maybe speaketh
Mark.
Or maybe they should get laid. Maybe that's the problem.
I'm so disgusted by these idiots. Well, 9 of the 10 anyway. There's one guy who's actually smart enough to realize this is stupid. And the other thing is, so wait, so yeah, and when so when they drive the tax producing porn movies out of the area,
which
the
probably
budget goes up.
And you know what? I would imagine that it's quite a little bit of tax money.
It is, and you know what?
I mean, millions and millions, and they're going to have to create some frickin' department, which is going to create another couple guys that are going to eat out of the budget that have to go and check.
And they're going to think they have the greatest job on the planet.
Can I apply for that job?
To go look at penises all day?
Well, just to go make sure that the penises are, when they're being used, are
the penis,
being used correctly.
You want to go beyond the penis, please?
Okay.
No wonder your voice is getting higher.
I'd rather be a fluffer.
No wonder your voice is getting higher.
Women require fluffers, too.
Oh, they do?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
There used to be, there was a story of a guy who, when Jennifer Lopez was doing a video, and his job was to ice her nips to make sure they were sticking out. And I thought, what a horrible job that guy has.
It's a good job.
Ice her nips.
Okay. Can we move on to China now?
Sure.
Chinatown, okay. My Chinatown.
Yin Fei Sung.
This is a very strange story. Madam Liang Mi Yan.
Mi Yan?
Madam Wan Hung Lo.
Liang Mi Yan is her name. She's recently come out of the bathroom. She's 58 years old, but she has spent the last 902 days, more or less, on the toilet.
Had she eaten some Chinese food?
No shit.
Well,
for 901 days.
You know what her favorite Chinese food is?
Oh,
come up, Sun Meng guy.
Okay. Anyway, she claimed that she felt a strong force holding her down every time she tried to get up off the toilet.
Called gravity.
Yeah.
She also imagined stones being hurled and water sprayed at her by people she could not see, preventing her from leaving the bathroom.
Remember all the stuff you used to imagine in the bathroom?
You know what I think? I think she was slamming coke.
Yeah. Remember also you imagined you heard things?
Oh, yeah.
You imagined you saw lights?
So there was a shadow under the door.
The bathroom I was in the most, there was a bathtub shower with that funky translucent door.
So for sure there was somebody in there.
Then on the other side of that was, there was a window up top with that translucent glass. I saw more stuff flash by that window.
And they had a tree branch outside that would blow in the wind, and it would for sure look like a guy.
I saw more stuff flash by that window.
Ooh, here comes Sarah with goodies.
Sarah, yes, we are recording.
Sarah brought us candy.
She's the pusher. She's the candy girl.
So, at any rate, she
candy
sat...
candy girl can...
You got any candy for me, baby?
No, but I got you something much... Oh, sorry.
It's all right.
Are you doing Boozy News?
Yes.
Yes, we are doing Boozy News.
We're doing Boozy News.
I found Rue something that he'll really like. He's a big Chunky fan, and he's a Raisinette fan.
He is.
And he's a dark chocolate fan.
He is.
So, I found dark chocolate Raisinettes.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Another box of Raisinettes for you.
Now, wait. Let me see if this has it on the cover, because this is almost Boozy News.
What?
It says 30% less fat than the leading, chocolate raisins. And I'm thinking, aren't Raisinettes the leading
chocolate
raisins?
Yes.
I'm just guessing. So they're 30% less fat than themselves.
Bless you, child.
Mark got Junior Mints.
Junior Mints.
Okay, so at any rate, Miss Yan sat on the toilet for 902 days. She was naked the entire time.
I'll bet she's got a huge ring around her ass.
Saved plenty of money on the laundry bill, though. Yeah.
She said
there's one Chinese laundry went out of business.
She said, I didn't understand what was happening. I only felt all the sensations which prevented me from standing or leaving the bathroom. During her 2.5 year stay in the bathroom, she showered a total of 18 times, which were the only occasions that she moved from the toilet bowl.
Wait. Yeah, I was going to say, I thought there was something holding her down on the toilet.
Well, apparently 18 times in 2.5 years, she felt the urge to get in the shower. Those were the only occasions when she would move. Now, what I want to know is, what did her son and husband do when they had to go to the bathroom?
What did she do when she had to eat?
Her husband brought her meals.
She recycled.
Didn't you think the husband would ever think this is... Oh, man. Don't you think this is something that the husband would be like, There's something mentally wrong with my wife. She's been in the bathroom for 2.5 years. Bulimic? Wow, Sarah went there.
Okay, we've got some Newt Gingrich news.
Is it from 1999?
No.
He left. He told his wife he wanted an open marriage.
The next president of the United States.
Yikes. No. Apparently, he's gotten a new endorsement, and his reaction to the endorsement was, "In all seriousness, Chuck is a great American and a man of deep convictions. I'm very flattered. He will make an excellent Secretary of Attack."
Oh, it's got to be Chuck Norris.
Yes,
baby.
It is. Chuck Norris has officially endorsed Newt Gingrich.
You know what that did? That just brought 16 million World of Warcraft users to vote for Gingrich.
How? They don't ever leave their computers.
They'll vote online. They'll vote by absentee ballot.
They have to register.
You can register online.
All right.
If Chuck says it, it must be so.
Okay. In Richmond, Virginia, they are considering actually selling marijuana in their ABC stores, which is the state liquor store, in order to increase their tax revenue. But apparently, strangely enough, some people are against this.
I don't know why. As you're doing that boozy news story, someone is walking by the studio just singing their heart out.
Yes, that's Matt. That's Matt. He sings hymns while he walks.
There's some guy that goes by Starbucks every once in a while just wailing like metal songs. You ever seen that guy, Shelley? He just sings
yes.
his heart out.
Yes.
Like he's wearing like headphones, so he's got to know how loud he's singing. But, I mean, you can hear him from across the parking lot.
Too harsh, mish.
In Newcastle,
for you.
I believe this is in Canada, but I could be wrong. In Newcastle, the assistant fire chief says that no, it wasn't that the electrical outlet was on fire. It was only smoking, and they discovered why it was smoking. It was because, and this kind of freaks me out a little bit, the family's cat had sprayed into the outlet. Which is exactly why I had the outlet in our bathroom capped. Because we have a cat that sprays occasionally, and who on earth would put an electrical outlet near the floor in a bathroom next to the bathtub? Who would do that?
The guys that built our house.
That was the dumbest place in the world to put an outlet.
It was.
Unbelievable. We are saying a very sad, fond farewell.
Oh, I know
to
who this is.
Penn State coach
Joe Paterno.
Tonight. Interestingly enough, this morning. They reported his death. A couple of hours later, his son tweeted that the reports were in error, that his father was alive. And then later tweeted, no, actually, dad is dead.
Way to be
that
up
was weird.
On it, son.
Yeah, that was just weird.
He's like the only coach to win, and I can't remember which, but it's like the Rose Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, the Cotton Bowl, and the Orange Bowl or something like that.
Great man.
Huh?
Great man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to get to this last one.
And isn't he the one, isn't that Penn State the one where there was all the problem recently?
Yes.
I'll tell
Sandusky.
You what, the guy's got this stellar career that just spans decades. And the last year he's around, all this bullshit comes out with this other guy. It's a really lousy way for a guy with such a stellar career to have his last year be.
His program.
Sad for him.
His program.
I have one last story we have to get to, even though we're over time. This also comes from China. There is a small village in China that was not very accessible. The locals said that only dogs would go there to relieve themselves.
Wow.
Because it was so small and so inaccessible. Well, the road was put through, so now that the village is accessible. The only problem is that their village
it's full of dog crap?
Their village has been called Dog Shit Village for so long that actually became the official name and went on the maps.
Dog cool. Shit Village. Wow.
So the people that actually live in Dog Shit Village have
I gotta send them a letter.
Yeah.
they petitioned the government and finally were granted a permission to change the official name of their town from Dogshit Village to Jinzing, which means prosperous and happy.
Okay.
I think I'd rather live in Dogshit Village.
I think it'd be an awesome place to live.
Yeah.
Dogshit Village.
The commercial's starting to come to mind. The Dogshit Villages.
Okay, and that's the end of the boozy news.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
Our friends at New Way.
They're awesome.
And Sober College.
They're awesome too. We've been getting hits, actually, from the selfwillhappens.com, which is owned by Sober College.
Yeah.
We're not getting a ton of them, but we are getting some embedded plays from them. Shelly wants to make sure everyone can hear the Junior
yes,
Mints.
Yes, I'm making everybody jealous. I have Junior Mints.
Me too.
I have
we could've.
Dark chocolate raisinettes. Which are awesome. Hey, it's got peso neto.
Which is net weight.
Net weight.
Okay, so what's the topic?
It's a topic, Sarah.
What was the topic? We had a topic.
Yeah.
Heads are running.
Heads running. I'm not going to go there.
So, like, do they have a cold?
That would be nose running.
Well, your whole head could get into
you
got to
look at the bigger picture.
There you go.
If, like, your sinuses were really impacted, your head would be running.
What?
So, how are we going to attack this?
I don't know.
Give Sarah a mic. She can tell us.
Yeah. Okay, have Sarah explain it.
Tell us, Sarah.
Okay, first of all, you all need to know that Mark is sitting in a leather chair with a blanket with a flannel zip up just kicking back.
He's naked under there.
Junior Mints. And it's not that he really wants me to clarify, it's just that he's just comfy. So head's running. What do you do when your head's running? When you have that little inner voice in your head saying, I got a good idea. Yeah, well, you know what? Go to a meeting.
Who's the lead on music by?
Yeah, that took care of it.
Sarah just answered the question.
Heads running, also known as, I was thinking. I got a good idea.
KFCK record, radio.
KFCK?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like to tell us what that means?
I don't want to say the F word.
Oh.
That means when you've got, like, your head is running, you've got, you know, KFCK radio station playing in your head telling you all the bad things that either about yourself or bad things to do or bad ideas that seem like good ideas because you know how we get those.
So hey, Shelly, keep going.
How do you turn that station off?
Yeah, you guys just want me to keep going so that you guys can eat your candy. And Sarah wants a raisinette. I listened to that radio station for a very long time. Mostly I would stop it by focusing on something external. Just focus on one thing at a time. Do that one, you know, the next right indicated thing then. Just do the next thing that on my list or whatever and just keep going. And don't stop to think and don't listen to what's going on in my head.
Okay. Is that it? That's the solution?
Now I get to eat candy and you can talk.
I don't know. When my head's running, usually the best way to stop my head from running is to stop and quickly say the Serenity Prayer. I know it sounds stupid, but it's along the same lines as someone who's really, really mad. What do they tell you? If you're really, really pissed off, they go, oh, count to 10. All you got to do is get your head out of that one position just long enough.
Yeah, you're out.
Yeah, for just long enough to stop that thought. And the Serenity Prayer has always worked well for me for that. I've used it every time, and it's worked every time. How about you, Mark?
I just let it run. Just because your head's running doesn't mean you have to try to keep up with it.
That would have been the final
word. Yeah, that would have been your good final word.
I'll come up with other ones.
I know. That's what sucks about Mark. He always comes up with something else.
That's not a bad thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's, your head's going to... Look, what goes on between my ears is for entertainment purposes only.
That's
so
true.
I can just observe with a bit of amusement and let it run. I mean, you can't control what goes on in your head. It just happens. Now I don't have to act on what's going on in my head. I can just let it run.
Right. True that. Now, go ahead, Shelley.
I don't know. Usually I feel like I have to act on something, which is my problem. I can't just... If I sit there and listen to... But I have outside issues. If I sit and listen to my head while it's going, eventually, even I can sit there and try to be detached and amused, but at some point, something is going to happen, and I'm going to say, okay, I need to do this, or I need to do that, and then everything... All hell breaks loose. So...
How about pray?
And you know what you do? The next indicated thing.
That's what I was just saying a few minutes ago. That's what I kept doing, was the next right indicated thing, and just don't give myself time to listen to what's going on in my head.
Is that what you were saying?
Yes.
Yeah. We were eating candy.
Oh, I was eating candy.
Yeah. Clearly.
Yeah. It was on a chocolate high.
Yeah.
No, you know, the Serenity Prayer thing, praying is good, but I have to have an actual conversation with God. I can't. Serenity Prayer is really, has never been a big go-to for me. It's never worked really well.
God, he doesn't say a lot back, usually.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not doing it
right. If I meditate, sometimes he does. But if I try and have a conversation, I don't get a lot back.
A friend of mine was telling me
today... Hey, God, what do you want me to do today?
A friend of mine was telling me today that he was at the Back to Basics workshop, and they were just gotten to step 11, and the guy had just said, it's time to be quiet and listen for your higher power, and I called him right at that moment.
Nice! The guy said, my higher power is Mark. That's awesome.
Yikes.
We had a good laugh about that today. Because I said, you didn't call me. I said, you didn't answer my call. He goes, I got to tell you about that call.
Wow. So let's say it's a newcomer, and they're already trying to do all the right things. They're at a meeting. I've seen guys with their head running at a meeting.
Yeah.
And they're at a meeting. They're doing what they should be doing. They're there. Their head starts running, then what should they do?
Go read the doctor's opinion.
They're in a meeting.
What, their eyes don't work?
Well,
they're in a meeting?
I suppose if they a big book in front of them.
How about...
If they're at an AA meeting,
I know.
Work.
How about
shut up and listen? Yeah, there you go. Yeah, how about listen?
Yeah, if you listen, it's hard for your head to run.
Yeah.
If you get into what other people are saying and doing, it's hard for your head to run.
The problem is we come into this program, and we don't know how to listen. We know how to hear something and start thinking about what we want to share, but we don't know how to listen.
Yes.
You ever done that? Been in a meeting? I hate it when someone says something, and it's like whatever they said, it kicks something in my mind, and I go, oh, God, yeah. And then you don't get called on. And the rest of the time, I'm busy thinking, I don't want to forget what I was going to say. I don't want to forget what I was going to say. And I miss everything else everybody else said.
That usually happens to me at, like, book studies. During the reading, I'll think of something that I wanted to say. And I don't share of my own accord very often. But at book studies, sometimes something in the reading will trigger something that I wanted to say. So what I've learned to do is turn the book upside down at that page. Then go on and listen to what everybody else has to say. And then if I get called on, then I have the page ready so that it will remind me of what I wanted to say.
You can raise your hand and share, you know.
You know why? Well, she's the secretary. She could
just share.
I could, but I would rather everyone else get their piece of the pie first.
Wow, how selfless
of
you.
She's so giving.
No, it doesn't have anything to do with that. Oh. Doesn't have to do with being giving or whatever. I'm running the meeting. It would look a little weird if I instantly raise my hand.
Wait,
that's
my
job.
It would really look weird if you raised your hand
and didn't get called off.
You don't have to.
Every time someone says Shelly raises her hand and somebody else shares and she's running the meeting.
You know what would happen? You know what would happen? People would call on you. How do you think she shares most of the time anyway? She'll be looking around the room for someone to share and suddenly someone out in the crowd will go,
Shelly?
Hi, Shelly.
It's usually you, you gimp.
Yeah, well, you know. I can tell when you need to share. You know how I can tell?
Her
you flipped your book open with a page.
With the page upside down.
Because, see, Shelly won't dog ear a page ever. Never.
No. No. It's against the law.
Wouldn't happen.
Just tear a little corner off.
What? Don't do that again because that hurt my head.
Wow. That'll do it. So, Shelly.
Yes.
What would your final words on running heads be?
Oh. It's going to happen because once you take out, you know, your drug of choice, there's a lot of room in your head for things to start moving because your focus is not on getting and using the substance.
Maybe that's what the running head is.
So fill that space back up with constructive stuff. I would suggest service work. Because if you have something to do, if you have something to focus on that's recovery related, then your head might not go there so much. I mean, I did a lot of service my first couple of years and it helped a lot.
Okay. Mark?
I know.
You had a great one earlier.
This is for the older crowd.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
This is your brain.
Oh, geez.
This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
This is your brain on drugs with a side of bacon.
That's right.
I don't know. My final words are, for me, when my head starts running, I bust out the serenity prayer. You know what? That might not work for everyone, but it worked for me.
70% of the time?
It works every time. Well, that doesn't even make any sense. One of my favorite movies, I got to say, Anchorman. I love it. Jumps in the bear pit. I immediately regret making this decision. Shelly has no idea what I'm talking about.
But people that have seen
Anchorman, it's Will Ferrell. It's funny.
Yeah, but I also know that most of your favorite movies are dumb.
Yeah, Bucky, what's his name?
Oh, that movie sucked. Bucky Larson. That's barely worth a rental. Okay, what is that red box or whatever?
Red box.
The thing for a dollar?
Yeah.
It's not even worth that.
They should pay you a dollar to watch it.
Dude, I'm telling you. Yeah, you know what, though? I'm convinced that that's one of those movies that would be really good if you were stoned.
A double feature with Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Ooh, Rocky, toilet paper and rice.
Rocky Horror Picture Show, way better than Bucky Larson.
Way better loaded than straight, though.
I said toilet paper and rice, and only like three people
that
are listening to the show will know what that is.
We know. We've been to the theater.
Deck of cards. Midnight. Squirt gun.
God, there was like a whole bag of crap you had to take with you.
It's astounding.
Matter of fact, you know what?
Toast.
We were down, my brother and I were down in Hollywood going to see that.
Hollyweird.
And
the only place to see it.
And there's this girl, like, trying to pick up on me. And I'm like 16, and I'm hot to trot, and, you know, I'm looking at this girl, and my brother leans over to me, and he goes, you know that's not a girl, right? And I'm like, really? And he goes, yeah, really. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, Yeah, that was handy. So, Shelly.
Yes.
Who are our friends back in Philadelphia? Is that what it meant?
No, it's
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Yeah, Philadelphia. That's what it said.
The city of bromance.
Okay, at any rate, that would be. Oh, good Lord, I'm losing my marbles. I almost just said Frank. Why would Frank come to mind?
Who's Frank?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Shelly, who's Frank?
Yeah, I don't know.
Shelly, who the hell's Frank?
He's our info show host. He's our info host for the convention.
He's our security host, too.
Yeah.
Our security
host. At any rate,
information host.
We need to be talking about Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can get to his fine publication by going to recovery101.net and clicking on the banner.
.net.
You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the post.
That's awesome.
And you can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your little burg.
Cool. Now, also, don't forget, if you go to recovery101.net,
I forgot.
You go to like one of our shows, it's going to say, hey, you're not a member of Podomatic.com.
Unless you are.
Unless you are. Then it'll let you click like and it'll be good. But if you'd like to, you can join it, and your comments and questions and playlist ads and everything actually help our rankings there. And so if you want to do that, there are a few people. We've got our friend Diane, who's in Australia, that's on there. There's our friend Nick, who asked the question about the last shows on there. Bill's on there. There's a few people. I think Sarah's on there, but I never see her click anything on there. Mark may be on there. Shelly may be on there. I haven't seen any of these guys click anything. But
I actually haven't tried to get back in because I was stopped from getting in for a while. They did. Remember when Bill was having all that trouble? They blocked my account, too.
Oh.
I got some email about that I was an unauthorized user or whatever. I don't know what that means. So I haven't actually tried to get in lately.
Well, perfect. Anyway, go and join that. Mark, do we have any email addresses?
Yeah, you can email us at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com. If you're interested in advertising with us, or if you want to join our crack-selling sales team.
Crack-selling sales.
They don't really sell crack.
How do you know?
Well,
I don't really know anything because nobody ever tells me anything.
Our show would be making a lot more money if they were actually selling crack.
That's right. You can go to recovery101radiosales@gmail.com.
Awesome.
We have videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
That's the one.
Shelly.
Kildevil Rum Club. Yes.
The lead out music by Kildevil Rum Club. Just for you, Sarah.
Now and again.
Okay.
Okay, everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
That's the end.
Good night.